possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, 713-572-4610. Ranking the futures of all 32 NFL teams. Man, these exercises that ESPN does throughout the months of July and August are just right up my alley, man. And it's more fun to read these articles about the Texans now than it was a couple of years ago. The Texans, as far as the future goes, Seth, have you looked at this article? Because if you haven't, I was going to have you guess where they landed on it. But
I don't know.
Other mic.
I looked at it. What's that?
Other mic.
Oh, yeah. The wrong microphone. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. We have a young man in observing today who is going to learn exactly what they don't teach you in broadcasting school. Or maybe they do. Maybe if I go into broadcasting school, I'd remember to hit record or speak into the correct microphone,
yep,
or whatever it might be. These
you're
are the details that the professionals pay attention to.
You're not a classically trained broadcaster.
That's, that's right. How would I know which speaking tube to speak into? No, I don't know. I do not remember the rank. I just kind of looked down through some of the, I didn't look at the rankings because I'm not into it, but I looked at some of like the reasons for hope and concern and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah. So the Texans,
I'll guess based on those.
Yes. The Texans, so it's ESPN.com and they rank the future prospects for all 32 teams.
Yeah.
They rank the overall roster minus the QB. There's four categories. Overall roster minus a quarterback. Quarterback gets his own category, which he should. Means that much. Coaching and front office. Those are the four things. You had to take a stab at where you think they are on this thing, Seth. Where do you, before we read the reasons for hope and whatnot.
The overall roster, if you look at it, defensively, obviously, it looks very good. I'm just trying to think of it from an outsider looking in.
Yeah.
The wide receivers. Most outsiders aren't going to give much credit to the young wide receivers, the rookies. Second and third round pick right off the bat.
Yep.
But Nico pulls that up a lot. And the tight ends, I think people would be out on, like not all that excited about. The offensive line, I don't think people that would be excited about. And we're not looking at quarterback. I'm going to guess like, I think like 11th or 12th on the total roster.
For overall roster. Okay, so we'll do each of these. The overall roster, okay. They're ranked 8th. In overall
okay,
roster.
Good.
Yeah.
Even as I was going through that, I already had 11th or 12th stuck in my mind, but then I realized, man, there are a lot of teams that have a lot of question marks on the offensive line that don't have all of those other, especially at the edge pass rusher and at the cornerback position.
Yeah.
Okay, I can live with that.
8th for overall roster. Where do you think CJ Stroud is in this metric here?
Let's see. We've every single power ranking we've looked through basically put CJ somewhere between 8th and 11th.
Yes.
Do they not?
Yep.
I'm going to guess, and let's go on the higher side of that median and say 9th.
He's 9th. Yeah, good job, Seth. He's 9th. All right, the next category is coaching. Where do you think D'Amico Ryans currently stacks up in the rankings of coaching in this exercise?
People are very bullish on D'Amico Ryans. And I would say for his first 2 years, he's had a pretty promising beginning. I think that D'Amico Ryans, I think he's, but he still hasn't, you know, accomplished great things yet.
Yep.
I think they'll have him 9th.
They've got him. Wow, Ben with the Buffets. They got him 12th. They have him 12th. Okay. This is how I feel about D'Amico. I love D'Amico. I'm glad he's the Texans. I'm ecstatic he's the Texans head coach, and I think he's going to take this team to places they've never been before. It feels like in a lot of these rankings, Seth, that D'Amico – remember back in the day when Phil Mickelson had never won a major, and for years it felt like he's the best golfer to never win a major. Yeah. It feels like D'Amico Ryans right now is being viewed as the best head coach to not make a conference title game. If you look at any power ranking, and I don't know who's ahead of him in this particular thing, but they've all been to a conference title game. You know, Mike Vrabel's been to a conference title game with Tennessee, you know?
There's a – well, with the coaches, there's a – you think about coaches like John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. If you had started the clock on them immediately after the year they won their Super Bowl, relatively early in their tenure, but then just and you watch the rest of that, they wouldn't be ranked nearly as high. People would still like them a lot, but not at the same level that they do having that Super Bowl tenure behind them.
Yep.
I feel like that's where D'Amico is right now. They look at them in that category of a guy. Yeah, he's a really good coach, but he has to. Make it to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, do any of those things before we really start to put him up there in some of the rankings of guys that have won Super Bowls or have made it to conference championship games.
All right, the last one, so D'Amico 12th. So he's the lowest of all these things so far. 8th for roster, 9th for quarterback, 12th for head coach. Where do you think the front office is ranked among NFL front offices?
Whew. Most people outside of Houston have really changed their tune about Nick Caserio in the front office in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. The drafting of C.J. Stroud, and I'm thinking people outside of Houston are going to look at the big ticket items. They're not going to necessarily know as much about the people's frustration with Nick Caserio drafting offensive linemen. So I'm going to say for front office, 7th.
10th. Okay. Yeah, 10th. You add it all up. And the computer spits out an overall 8th ranking for the Texans in the NFL. So they're at the bottom of the upper quartile right now. 8th overall team, which, how about this? Just 2 years ago, not 3 years ago when it was Lovie Smith coming off of David Culley. This is just 2 years ago with D'Amico Ryans getting ready to make his NFL head coaching debut. They had a roster that was 30th. Their quarterback, C.J. Stroud, having not played a snap yet, was 23rd, which is actually pretty aggressive for a guy who'd never taken
a
snap.
Yeah.
Coaching, 25th. That's D'Amico. They used to include the draft as part of the evaluation as well, and the Texans actually got a decent grade there 2 years ago. It was 15th because they had drafted C.J. and Will, and they'd picked high a lot of years, right?
Yeah. They had the classic draft that's easy to like because you had multiple first-round picks and you had nothing but guys from big-time
huge
schools.
Huge marquee guys, right? Yeah.
I know the name of that fifth-rounder.
Yes, yeah. How about this, though? How about this? If you want, this may be the person who might have come the furthest in terms of their impression or their perception of them, maybe Nick Caserio. 2 years ago, Seth, 2 years ago, almost to the date, front office for the Texans, 32. Yeah. Out of 32, Nick Caserio in the front office for the Texans. Here's what they said at the time. Oh, shoot, this iPad. Here's what they said at the time about Nick Caserio. The Texans trade from 12th to 3rd for Will Anderson was the second largest first-round overpay in the last 20 drafts, according to the approximate value-based draft pick valuations. It can work out. The top overpay, the top one, the only one higher, was Julio Jones, after all. But expensive trade-ups for non-quarterbacks are exactly the sort of move that we have learned on average are bad bets. It was not a trade that instills confidence in the front office, which ranks 32nd in these rankings.
The Will Anderson trade that's a risky trade for a not even a non-quarterback, but not a non-skill position player. Yeah. That it's without knowing everything about Will Anderson. It's and seeing kind of how he's different as a person. It's yes, people were correct to raise their eyebrows on that trade. It had to work out. If it didn't work out, it was going to be easy for people to say, I told you so. The idiotic trade. But so that was impressive. You also have to remember when they were the 32nd front office in 2023, that was coming off of you were still less than a year removed from firing Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
And I cannot emphasize enough. Now that it's been almost 3 years since Jack Easterby was fired, there were so many people that tried to act like, no, that's all just nonsense or that's just sensationalism. Jack Easterby isn't that big. No, it was bad. Yeah. He was such an incredibly divisive person within that organization to a degree that I didn't even realize, even though I knew it was really, really bad. It was bad. It was really, really bad. And I think that I don't think Caserio was aware of, you know, Caserio had a previous relationship with Easterby, but he didn't know what Easterby was like as a guy that was actually pulling strings in an organization when he got here. And it was bad. It was really, really bad.
It's a great point. I think the other thing when it comes to the front office being 32nd 2 years ago, we know all the reasons why they're 10th now. They've, you know, Nick and his staff have done a lot of good things. They were coming off of firing two head coaches back to back, one and dones.
The perception was by a lot of people that, oh, D'Amico's just the next coach they're going to fire.
Yeah.
Can't believe D'Amico took the job there.
Took two one-and-done coaches back-to-back because the narrative was that no GM should get a chance to hire a third head coach. You know, you come in with one, you get a second one. Boy, if you get a third mulligan, and I think that was part of it too. I'm just glad we're not in these numbers anymore. You know, it feels good. They were tied for 29th. 2 years ago in terms of the future, how the future looked for the Texans. So other AFC South teams in these rankings, again, the Texans eighth, they have the eighth brightest future according to this. Jags 20th, Titans 25th, Colts 27th. Boy, I might have to go find an outlet where I can pick the Colts to finish last in this division.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know what's interesting is that Chris Ballard's been the GM of the Colts for about 8 years now.
2017 was his first year, yeah.
Hasn't won a division championship. He's got to be the longest tenured GM who hasn't won a division championship, other than, I don't know, various guys like Jerry Jones who own the team or whatever. But it's weird because he's put together some good teams and some good rosters with the Colts at times.
Yeah.
He just flat out has not been able to find a quarterback after having a quarterback retire out from underneath him.
Yeah.
And so where are they in the future now with Jim Irsay's children, and one of his daughters is going to be the main decision maker on all of this, as I understand it. They could, with all respect to Jim Irsay, maybe they end up being a better organization or figuring some things out just with a different person in charge in the front office, like a different owner. And I'm not saying that to insult Jim Irsay or anything. It's just sometimes change is good.
Yeah, they've never won a division. They've won one playoff game, and it was here in 2018 in that time. And not just that, Seth, not just that level of failure, but they haven't done anything in the last 4 years. Like, they haven't made the playoffs right in the last 4 years. 9-8,
and it's been,
4-12.
I knew with Ballard, I didn't have to do hard math on it or anything. I saw a graphic this weekend of the last 10 AFC South champions.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for the Colts logo, and by gar, I couldn't find it.
No figure.
And I know Ballard hadn't been there a decade, but to stick around as a GM without even winning a division championship in a division that's been one of the weaker divisions in the league for most of that time.
Yep.
It's and I do, but I get it. I think Chris Ballard is a good GM, all except for that tiny little quarterback detail.
A little quarterback thing. A little quarterback thing. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday, 713-572-4610. How are you feeling about those rankings we just read for the Texans? All right, I am conflicted on one of the most on one of the biggest stories over the weekend, a big debut in the NFL, and I am very conflicted on this right now. I need Seth to kind of talk me into one side or the other on this one. We will do that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.